Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is an interior paint and primer in one with a tough-lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter paint at Menards and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the 19th Hole Golf Show. I'm Ryan Balaji. It's great to have you with us. Kieran Von Wyk is our guest, and he has had a heck of a couple months between winning on the APGA, becoming the first AM to win on the APGA, and then contending on a Sunday on the PGA Tour as an amateur in the Puerto Rico Open. And then he's got the next step coming up where he gets to play in the Valspar Championship. So, Kieran, thanks for being with us. First of all, can you kind of give a sense of what you've been experiencing the last 2 months or so, like what this ride has been like for you?
Yeah, thanks, Ryan. Thanks for having me. Yeah, it's been exciting. I've had a lot of good experiences. I've certainly showed myself that I can play at the highest level. I can compete with these guys. And yeah, it's been fun. It's been exciting. I like putting myself in those positions each and every week. I quite enjoy the pressure that comes with it and having to perform under that kind of immense pressure. So yeah, it's been really fun.
I mean, you could see the enthusiasm and the enjoyment of the situation between Torrey Pines and then in Puerto Rico at Grand Reserve, just kind of high stepping, smiling, just enjoying the moment. Why do you think you enjoy it? A lot of people back down from those kinds of things, but why do you feel like you step up into them?
I just like winning. I think that's at least why like everyone plays this game, to achieve success in some way or another. Every time I tee up, I'd like to see myself win and be at the top of the leaderboard. And yeah, I just enjoy all the, like I mentioned all earlier, all the emotions that comes with being in those positions, the pressure, and just the whole, the whole vibe around it.
Is there kind of a compounding effect when you get yourself into a position like you did to win on the APGA, and then you find yourself in a similar position to go win on the PGA Tour, that, hey, I just went and did this, I have a whole lot more confidence to go do this at a different level than maybe what I just already did? Or does it feel pretty much the same?
No, it's certainly a confidence booster. I think the win at Torrey gave me confidence, to then go and achieve what I did at Puerto Rico. It was kind of a stepping stone, like once again showed me that I can beat these pros. My game's good enough. And then I had myself a good week down in Puerto Rico. I was playing pretty nice. Had a lot of confidence going in. And yeah, I just trusted my game and let it happen.
You had a good start on the DP World Tour in the fall, and you come over and play in California, you go and play in Puerto Rico. I mean, very different places to go play golf. Does that kind of help you feel like you can handle whatever the repertoire of course is going to look like when you turn pro and try to go do this for a living?
Yeah, I would hope so, at least. I think golf stays golf. You still need to get your ball in the hole as quick as possible, whether it is that I'm back home in South Africa or over here in the US. Yes, the landscapes change, the grass is different, but I've been fortunate enough to play on those different types of playing conditions, which has definitely helped my game.
Being at College of Charleston, what's been the reaction from your peers to what you've accomplished the last couple of weeks? And what have they kind of asked you about it? What kind of knowledge maybe you've been able to pass forward to them about the experiences?
Yeah, it's been very exciting. They obviously very proud. A lot of them asked me, what did I learn and what did I take away from Puerto Rico, especially from the pros? And yeah, I just told them that it's not that much different to what we know as college golfers. I always say that I don't think that the gap doesn't seem as big as it should seem for top college golfers and professionals. But professionals do a good job of making sure that they keep their ball in play and like missing it on the right sides, which makes scoring a lot easier. And then a standout that I've seen over the number of years would be their putting is just a lot more consistent and better.
Is there stuff that they do that's not hitting shots? It's not game management, course management that you found particularly useful or really interesting that maybe sets them up for better success inside the ropes? And maybe it's routine, maybe it's just something they do every day or regularly that ahead of a round or after a round that kind of gets them in a position to be successful.
Yeah, I think it's just the pure discipline that they have. All these guys have different routines and different ways that they go about their business in making sure that they can shoot the lowest score possible. And I think it's just about finding what that balance is for you yourself as a player, and then sticking to it, trusting it, and then going through with it.
Have you kind of started thinking about what that looks like in the professional ranks for you? What, how you would get on with travel? How, who do you travel with? How often you travel? Has that kind of started to play into your brain at all?
Yeah, for sure. Being from South Africa, I would travel quite a bit going home. I played a DP Tour event back in December, pretty much right after my exams finished up in the fall, and I didn't have that much time, so I do stick to a routine where I try and not play as much early on in the week, and slowly build it up, because if you make the cut, you're playing 4 rounds of 18 holes. A 72-hole competition. In most cases, the weather is pretty good and it's pretty hot, so rehydration is important, and recovery is important too.
Now you've got this opportunity to go play the Valspar. Innisbrook is a whole kind of different ball of wax compared to Grand Reserve Golf Club. Have you played Innisbrook previously, and what are your plans to get ready for it?
I haven't, but I think my caddy has had a look at the golf course. He shared some insights that it's a little narrower for sure, more demanding off the tee. The par threes are quite long, but yeah, I think I'll still, my preparation might change in a sense of what clubs I might hit and what I'll be focusing on, but the same applies as from Puerto Rico. Just go through my processes and my basics and what that looks like.
How did you view Puerto Rico in terms of an opportunity? Was it kind of a nice to have? Was it a chance to showcase to the world what you know you can already do? Or, what was that kind of approach? And is it going to be any different for Valspar knowing this was a kind of a found opportunity based on how well you played in Puerto Rico?
Yeah, just making my PGA Tour debut was exciting. In one way, I was just happy to be there. I've played that golf course a number of times, so I felt quite comfortable. I was pretty calm all week. But yeah, once I made the cut, it didn't necessarily feel like a weight was lifted off my shoulders, but I knew I'd played pretty good to put myself in that position heading into the weekend. So I just told myself, like, you just outside the top 10, you can make a run at this and just go and have fun. Like, there's nothing else that you can really do. Just have fun out on the golf course and see what comes from it. And I think I'll approach the Valspar the same. Obviously, the expectation has changed a little bit, not only from me but from people looking inwardly as well. But yeah, I play this game. I've started this game, because I had fun. So I don't want to take anything away from that, and just keep trying having fun.
Is that kind of tough to do to still have fun with it, knowing that, someday not too long from now, you want this to be your job as opposed to what you do to compete, and that you kind of have to have a professional mindset at a certain point to deal with traveling 30 weeks a year? How does that balance work while keeping it fun while also knowing you want to be one of the best in the world?
Yeah, like you said, I think it's just about finding that balance, for sure. When it becomes a job, at times it can be frustrating when it's not going good. But you need to remind yourself that, yeah, you started playing this game as a kid for pure joy and having fun. And yeah, I just think it's important to find that balance and to take a step back and really figure out why you started doing this that you are doing and go with that, yeah.
Outside of Valspar, what's your schedule going to look like through basically the rest of the collegiate season?
I'll play Valspar and then I've got about a week off and then our team heads down to Augusta. We play the Haskins Award over there. And that will be my last regular season event as a College of Charleston player. And then we'll head into postseason where it would be conference and regionals and then hopefully national championships.
And do you have any kind of sentimentality about the next couple of months winding down your college career?
There's definitely goals of mine. I would like to hopefully get another win under my belt before the season comes to an end. I've had quite a, I've been pleased with my college career over the last 4 years, almost about to be 4 years. So I've been pleased, but I would like to get one, just one more win to top it off. And yeah, just, I don't think it's been much different and I don't want it to be much different than what it's been the last 6 months. I found a good balance between making sure that my body's in a good spot, talking to my coaches quite regularly, and then just working hard and playing freely.
Well, the results are showing, man, and it's really cool to see. Congratulations on what you've accomplished last couple of months, and hopefully Valspar goes great, and the end of the collegiate career goes great. All the success in the world we wish you. So, Kieran, thanks so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate it.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.